Proclamation number 4122 of 13th of September, 1947. Teaching Ministry Teacher Truthful Knowledge. A teaching post can only be administered by people who are prepared to acquire the necessary knowledge, otherwise they can never work as teachers. It is extremely important that these teachers are instructed by people who are really knowledgeable, i.e., the teacher must know the truth himself. He must have knowledge at his disposal which enables him to pass it on, and therefore it is understandable that the highest knowledge, divine truth, must first have divine origin, that the recipient of this knowledge is therefore truthfully instructed, because the origin, God, is the eternal truth himself, that God himself is therefore to be regarded as the teacher, and therefore those who spread the divine truth must also be taught by God if they want to teach again on earth amongst people. He will also always choose the people himself who are active on his behalf and spread the gospel throughout the world, and he will know how to prevent his disciples from receiving wrong knowledge or the pure truth from being presented to them in an incomprehensible way. Furthermore, he will also protect the teachers chosen by him from erroneous thinking or erroneous whisperings of bad forces, but conversely, he will also instruct the beings of light, i.e., knowing forces, to spiritually influence the people who are to preside over the teaching ministry one day. And these beings of light can again only distribute the pure truth from God because they only fulfill God's will and, as beings of light, constantly receive knowledge and can utilize it. But once a person has been appointed to the teaching ministry, God will never ever let him go. After all, the appointment by God only took place after the human being's voluntary surrender to him, after subordinating his will to divine will, and thus the striving towards God was shown so obviously that God will never ever let him sink back into the state of separation from him. He seizes the voluntarily returning to him and now takes it into his constant care as his own. And he entrusts it with a task: to work for him on earth and to be active in spreading the divine truth. So the first thing he does is to instruct the human being according to his task. He trains him as a teacher, he gives him the knowledge which he should then pass on to his fellow human beings so that they will become free from error and acquire the pure truth from God. But anyone who is taught by God must inevitably also be recognized as a teacher, even though he lacks worldly studies and has never been taught by people. The right knowledge must come from God himself. But it can be passed on and then conveyed to fellow human beings, who can certainly also deform the pure truth if their will strives for such. God does not prevent this, but he will always convey the pure truth directly to earth again. And this in an obvious way as soon as a person is willing to let himself be instructed by him. For his will is always and constantly that the truth shall be spread, and thus he chooses his servants on earth who shall spread the gospel throughout the world. Amen.